Hello, EPE podcast viewers. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Empowering People with Energy, where we empower you to know more and more about your energy. You know, summer is just around the corner, but temperatures, they're already heating up. In this episode, we're going to discuss how you can stay cool and still save money. And we have another treat for you. We have a guest host today, Itzel Figueroa. You saw her earlier as my guest. She's a lot of fun. You're going to enjoy her. So let's welcome Itzel. Itzel, take it away.
Thank you, Kelly, for having me here today in this episode of the EPE podcast. My name is Itzel Figueroa, and you may remember me from episode 3, where I shared a little about my story during the Women's History Month. Now, the El Paso Chihuahuan Desert Heat is starting to spread its love around our region. We want to make sure that with the high temperatures, you stay cool and comfortable in your homes. And in this episode, we are being joined by our energy efficiency team. Today, you're going to learn how to take steps to make sure that your home is more energy efficient and how to stay cool throughout the season. Welcome to another episode of Empowering People with Energy, where we empower you with information, connection, and energy. Now let's get started. We're here today with our very own energy efficiency team. And here I am with Crystal Enoch and also with Don Johnson, who are going to tell us a little bit more about what you do on your day-to-day and how is it that we can help our customers be more efficient at home. I'll go ahead and get started with you, Crystal.
I am a mechanical engineer, and I have been in energy efficiency for 7 years now. I came to the industry through my experience in the construction industry, utility distribution design, building utilities, and part of that experience is looking and working closely with customers on how they can save energy by the choice of equipment that they install in their homes, the size of the equipment, the rate tariffs that they select to be on, all to save money. And as a distribution design engineer, I realized early on that the greatest impacts that we can have on the grid is by our consumer behavior and what we can do ourselves to take control of our energy usage to save money for everybody in the community.
And that's something that we want to help them do, right? Save money and at the same time help them and show them the steps of how they can accomplish it at home.
Yes.
How about you, Don?
Well, prior to joining El Paso Electric, I worked in the building trades industry. I worked for some of the largest building trades companies in the world.
And,
wow. And,
tell us more.
I spent 30 years doing that, and I worked in roles such as I was a service mechanic for HVAC systems, building automation systems, and I also did a lot of project management and did some maintenance agreement sales and project sales, which also included bundled energy solutions. And so I kind of migrated into sales, and as I did that, I started learning more and more about facility owning and operating costs and how energy plays a big part into that. And then during that time, I also became a certified energy manager. And so my interest started really migrating towards energy, and that's really what led me to El Paso Electric.
And this is why you're here, right? Because you have that passion for energy, you have the passion for efficiency, and also how you can bring it back to our customers. Now, tell me a little bit more about the programs that EPE offers and the incentives that we have both in Texas and New Mexico.
El Paso Electric offers a variety of programs in both Texas and New Mexico. They're available to both residential and commercial customers. There are websites they can visit to find out program specifics. In New Mexico, we have the epesaver.com, and you can go through all the programs there, see the incentives and the measures that we incentivize. And then also in Texas, we have epesavings.com, and they can also view the programs that we have available there. Some of the unique programs that we have by state is we have the Texas Appliance Recycling Program in Texas.
What is this? Tell us more how we can be part of it and how does it work?
So the Texas Appliance Recycling Program is available to residential customers. Residential customers can go online and they can schedule a pickup of their old refrigerator that is still in working condition for a $50 rebate. They can recycle up to 2 units per year. And the purpose of the program is to get the older, less efficient units off of the grid and for customers to replace with high efficient Energy Star qualified units.
I think it's time to replace mine at home too. Now, Don, tell us, why is it important that our customers take advantage of our incentives, some of the tips that we can offer them to become more energy efficient?
Well, right now you mentioned about the higher temperatures this time of year. We've already experienced some triple digits. And then we had days like today where it was really nice and cool, right? So El Paso is a unique area where you can take advantage of certain times of the day to not even run your air conditioning and use the outside air, for example, to save energy. Open your windows, run fans, and don't run your ACs. But there's also those times where you have to run it, right?
Right.
So you want to, and the summer, unfortunately, is when our energy costs are the most, are the highest, but it's also the times that it costs El Paso Electric the most to run generation. So some of the things that you're going to see today with Energy Works and Doug Campion, he's going to talk a little bit about air infiltration, and he's going to provide some examples of what they do to keep that comfort, keep your home comfortable and keep that comfort in there and not run your units as much. And because, you know, when it's warmer outside, you know, that warm air will tend to migrate towards cooler. So that hot temperature outside is going to try to get into your home when it's cool. And so you want to prevent that from happening with good air infiltration measures like weather stripping, door sweeps, attic, you know, ceiling insulation, things like that.
How can they do it? How can they implement the tools and the skills that we're learning right here into their home? So how about we go to the kitchen and we actually show you? Welcome to the kitchen, where Don and Crystal are going to show us a little bit more about the gadgets that we have and how can you become more energy efficient at home. Crystal, can you tell us a little bit more about the appliance recycling program? How does it work? What are the components and what happens afterwards?
So after our customer calls and schedules a pickup, the implementer shows up at the house and ensures that the refrigerator is still in working order. At that point in time, they go ahead and transport the unit to a facility where it is disassembled into its individual components. In your refrigerator, we have metal. So this is part of the shell. We have some tubing where the refrigerant runs through. We have some plastic, again, part of the shelves. We have glass with the shelves. The styrofoam, this is part of the insulation, which keeps the cold inside the refrigerator. Oils, part of the mechanical components, and then also the refrigerant used within the refrigerator. It is also reclaimed and contained in containers.
Now, why is it important that our customers recycle their old units?
Well, we don't want any of this, all these materials that can be reused and maybe manufactured into different things to end up in our landfills. And we already know the harmful effects of plastics and the hazardous waste oil. We definitely don't want that end up to seep back into our ground. When we look at the refrigerants, this particular refrigerant R12 has a very high ozone depletion component.
And now, can we tell our customers how can they enroll in this program? Who do they have to contact, and how many appliances can they recycle?
Our customers can visit epelectric.com to get information on the program, or they can do a Google search for ARCA, the program implementer, along with El Paso Electric, which will take them to the website where they can validate their web address or their service address and schedule a pickup. The customer is eligible for 2 units per year. The 2 units must be of regular household size.
The one that we have back here?
Yes, like the one back there, that is a household size refrigerator. They can be a combination refrigerator freezer, just a standalone freezer, or they can be a standalone refrigerator. And they receive a $50 rebate per unit.
Great. And I know, Don, you had mentioned that we also provide incentive programs throughout the year, correct?
Yes, it's just throughout the year. Sometimes we'll run specials where we increase that incentive. We did in April, but now we're back to the $50 per unit incentive.
So get your appliances ready for recycling. Make sure you contact us and enroll in this program in order to be more energy efficient. Don, tell us, what do we have here and how does it work?
Well, what we have here are solar screens. These are some examples, just samples that we carry to show different levels of solar screens are available.
And where do we find these screens in our house?
You can put them on the outside of your windows. I have a heat lamp here, and we'll just simulate, let's just say
the
this
sun.
Is the sun.
Okay.
Shining through your window, and I'll just take 2 samples here. I'll take one that a screen here, which would be like a standard screen that someone might have in their home. Mm-hmm. There's not much
protection,
filtration there for sunlight, right? We put that in front of the heat lamp.
And I'll hold this for you.
And I'll take this little temperature heat gun there, and let's see what temperature we get. And
I can feel the heat just from being here.
It's over 400 degrees. It's 420 degrees.
So that's what's causing our house to get hot, right, during the summer, especially if your house is facing the sun in the morning or the afternoon?
Yeah, probably the afternoon sun, especially if you have windows that are facing west or south or any orientation to the south or west, you're going to get a lot of those sun rays into your home, especially in the summer, right?
Right.
Summer months. And that heat will project into your comfort living space, right? And
that's we don't want that, right?
Yeah, because you're spending money on keeping your home cool, and you don't want nothing from the outside changing that.
So what are the things that we can implement in our homes to become more efficient and avoid that heat inside?
So if you install a solar screen, and this isn't even the most efficient one, right? As an example, we had over 420 degrees with that first screen. Let's see what we get with this one and see what the difference is.
Not nearly as high.
185. So quite a difference in temperature.
It is.
So just imagine if you're rejecting that heat from entering your home from that sun.
You're going to be much cooler at home.
Yes, and spending a lot less money on keeping your home cool.
Now tell our customers about this incentive. Is it something that they can do in both states? Is it for only resident home, or is it also commercial?
We have incentives available for residential customers in both New Mexico and Texas.
That's amazing.
They do have to have refrigerated conditioned air. And we also have incentives available for our New Mexico and commercial programs for solar screens.
That's good. So if I have a business in either state or both states, it's something that I can contact you. Who do I reach out to?
You can contact us, and we'll direct you to a participating contractor that can provide this solution.
And this is great. Thank you for this amazing tip. I will definitely have to implement it in my house. Now, technology is something that we keep seeing changing day after day. And nowadays, we have some smart light bulbs. We have some smart thermostats. Tell us a little bit more about the products that we have here and how can we use them to make our home more efficient.
So this is a variety of energy efficient technology that we have available through our Texas marketplace. You can buy these online to receive point of purchase rebates. We have a smart thermostat here. This is beneficial because it's connected, it's Wi-Fi enabled, and so it gives you the ability to adjust temperatures.
Use it from a phone?
Yes, you can use it from a phone, tablet, and make adjustments on the fly. And then also we have the advanced power strip. The advanced power strip, there are certain outlets you can plug in certain equipment into that you need always on, or some that you don't need it on all the time. So if it's not being used, it'll go ahead and shut off that piece of equipment.
I ended up buying one of these, and it has been working amazingly, where I have my computer connected, I have my laptop, I have my printer, and like you said, there's some things that I don't use often, and I can actually select which ones I want them to be turned on or on.
Some of the other items we have is LED lighting. LED lighting utilizes less energy than your standard incandescent light bulb or your compact fluorescent light bulbs. One of the other key benefits from an LED light bulb is that it does not put off the amount of heat that an incandescent or CFL does. So your air conditioner is not having to work to cool down the heat that the lighting puts out. And then one of the other items that's also available through the marketplace are low flow shower heads. It's actually a part of an energy saving kit. The energy saving kit comes with...
What does it include?
It includes, I believe, four LED light bulbs, a shower head, two faucet aerators, and an advanced power strip.
That sounds like a great package to have.
It is a great energy saving starting package for a homeowner to get started with energy efficiency upgrades. And again, you can visit the Texas marketplace in order to purchase that package.
Thank you, Crystal, and this is amazing. We've been learning a lot about the items that we can purchase in order to make our home more efficient. And our customers can go online, find these products, but I want to talk a little bit more about this right here. Can you tell us what the incentives that we have?
Yes, so this is a smart thermostat, and you can enroll in our energy savings program, and you can receive a $50 rebate for the purchase of a smart thermostat, or if you also enroll in the program, the EnergyWise savings program, you can receive an additional $25 for up to $75 in total.
Thank you very much, and this is something I will definitely go online and purchase. Don, tell us, what do we have here? It looks really fun. What is it?
Well, what we have is a little project, a science experiment. We have an LED bulb. It's a 9-watt LED. And here we have an incandescent that's 60 watts. The 9-watt LED is actually puts out the same light equivalency as the 60-watt bulb.
So how can we test this? We want to make sure you're telling us the truth.
Yes, and we want to make sure that it's really around 9 watts and around 60 watts, right?
Yes.
So we have put together this little device here so we can demonstrate to customers, or you know, we take this out to the schools and things like that to show them the efficiency of LED versus the old style incandescent lights. So we have a watt meter here, where and the little switch here enables me to switch from one light bulb to the other light bulb.
And this will measure?
Yes, it'll measure the wattage that the power that each of these lights consume.
Okay, let's get started.
So we heard Crystal earlier talk about our light bulbs and how efficient they are, and also about the heat, right? How the incandescent light puts out a lot more heat than the LEDs. So I also have my little heat gun here so we can also see the differences there. So let's turn it on. Now we have the incandescent, right? So what are we reading here on the wattage? It's a 60 watt bulb and we are reading 54.3 watts. Now just kind of put your hand over that. It's pretty warm, isn't it?
It is. I can feel it, yes.
Would you like to take a temperature reading on that?
Let's see.
What are we reading? How hot is that thing?
So we are reading at, keeps going up, 120, 30, 141.
Yeah.
145. It keeps going up.
Incandescent lights in some ways are more of a heater than they are a light.
It is, definitely.
So let's look and see what the LED does.
So we just switch it here.
Switch it here. And
I can instantly see the change on the watts.
Yeah.
This one, way low, I see. 83?
83 degrees, so that's quite a difference.
That's
from
a huge
what
difference from
there.
This one.
So you can see, as Crystal was talking about earlier, how incandescent lights project that heat. And imagine if you have a bunch of these throughout your home, how much heat that's putting out in a space that you're trying to, you're paying for to condition and keep comfortable.
Right, and that would make our bill go up even higher.
Yeah, your air conditioner is going to have to run a little bit harder because you've got some heater lights working against you.
When we want to cool our homes, right?
Yes.
Now tell us a little bit more about LEDs. Why is it important, or what are the benefits of switching our light bulbs to LED?
Well, the energy savings, I mean, it's more than energy savings, you know, particularly now with what's going on with global warming and everything like that. So there's a huge environmental impact from having multiple incandescent lights versus having multiple LEDs, because if you kind of accumulate all the wattages that you're using and you have all the incandescents, and then you compare it to what you have with LEDs, there's a big energy savings there. And just imagine how much power, if all homes were all had incandescents, how much more power we would have to generate and how much more emissions we would have in our atmosphere.
Absolutely, and this is a great tip to have in our home so we can definitely start making those changes and being more energy efficient. I heard recently we received a couple of awards from Energy Star. Can you tell us a little bit more about what these awards mean for the company, our customers, and what do they represent?
Having the Energy Star Award just shows that we are concerned about not only our energy usage, but also our environment.
It has just been a great partnership, and it's a win-win for us to promote Energy Star products for our programs, for us, and for customers, because it really helps both of us.
Well, I want to congratulate you once again for these amazing awards, because without you, this would not be possible. Thank you for joining us once again on another episode of Empowering People with Energy. If you like this podcast, make sure to give us a thumbs up, like, share, and subscribe on your favorite social media platform. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.